Once a week or so, Hatsumomo and her boyfriend, who turned out to be a chef in a nearby noodle restaurant, came to the Okia and shut themselves in the maid's room. They met other times in other places as well. I know because Yoko was often asked to deliver messages, and I sometimes overheard. All the maids knew what Hatsumomo was doing, and it's a measure of how much power she had over us that no one spoke a word to mother or auntie or granny. Hatsumomo would certainly have been in trouble for having a boyfriend, much less for bringing him back to the Okia. The time she spent with him earned no revenue and even took her away from parties at tea houses where she would otherwise have been making money. And besides, any wealthy man who might have been interested in an expensive long-term relationship would certainly think less of her and even change his mind if he knew she was carrying on with the chef of a noodle restaurant. One night, just as I was coming back from taking a drink of water at the well in the courtyard, I heard the outside door roll open and slam against the door frame with a bang.
"Really, Hatsumomo-san," said a deep voice, "you'll wake everyone."
I'd never really understood why Hatsumomo took the risk of bringing her boyfriend back to the Okia, though probably it was the risk itself that excited her. But she'd never before been so careless as to make a lot of noise. I hurried into my position, on my knees, and in a moment, Hatsumomo was in the formal entrance hall, holding two packages wrapped in linen paper. Soon, another geisha stepped in behind her, so tall that she had to stoop to pass through the low doorway. When she stood erect and looked down at me, her lips looked unnaturally big and heavy at the bottom of her long face. No one would have called her pretty. "This is our foolish lower maid," said Hatsumomo. "She has a name, I think, but why don't you just call her Little Miss Stupid?"
"Well, Little Miss Stupid," said the other geisha, "go and get your big sister and me something to drink, why don't you?"
The deep voice I'd heard was hers and not the voice of Hatsumomo's boyfriend after all. Usually, Hatsumomo liked to drink a special kind of sake called Amakuchi, which was very light and sweet, but Amakuchi was brewed only in the winter, and we seemed to have run out. I poured two glasses of beer instead and brought them out. Hatsumomo and her friend had already made their way down to the courtyard and were standing in wooden shoes in the dirt corridor. I could see they were very drunk, and Hatsumomo's friend had feet much too big for our little wooden shoes, so that she could hardly walk a step without the two of them breaking out in laughter. You may recall that a wooden walkway ran along the outside of the house. Hatsumomo had just set her packages down onto that walkway and was about to open one of them when I delivered the beer.